Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Siski. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Siski. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Cox. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline bunts towards the mound. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Virgil moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Virgil moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek strikes out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is hit by the pitch. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris races to the bag, beating Berra for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Skowron moves to third. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Skowron scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Yankees. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubek hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling catches it and throws to first to double up Bauer. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lau hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0-for-1 in the game. Siski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Siski reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. McDougald reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-1 in the game. Berra hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McDougald moves to third. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Carey. Maxwell moves to third. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox bunts towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Seaborn moves to second. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lau for the out. Two outs. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Siski hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Mantle moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. Mantle moves to third. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 2 in the game. Berra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Andy Carey. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump now playing third base. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 3 in the game. Virgil bunts towards first. Skowron fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with McDougald covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Johnny Cox. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lau is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McDougald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. McDougald reaches second base with a double. Mantle moves to third. Tom Morgan now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-3 in the game. Berra hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-3, Yankees. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Hazel pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel takes first base on ball 4. Reno Bertoia pinch runs for Bob Hazel. Ryan Duran now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-4 in the game. Virgil hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bertoia moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Bertoia moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-4 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertoia scores. Kaline scores. Maxwell moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Larson pinch hits for Ryan Duran. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson strikes out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.